Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God's Incorruptible Word Seed. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The Lord challenged me. I don't mean I heard a voice, but inside me, this came strong to my mind. I knew I should do it. He said to me, Keith, everything you realize that you believe, find it in the Word. Challenge it. Where is that? In the Bible. Everything you say you believe. And I realized that's the Lord telling me something to do. And so it would come up to me all along, yeah, I believe that. And so it would come to me, okay, where is it at? Find it. Too many people think it's okay because I'm not a preacher. I don't need to know the Bible. The Bible's too big. And there's so much in there. And people interpret it all kind of different ways. I can never. That is a convenient excuse. To do nothing. And it's also disrespecting the Word. If it's precious, you're going to want to know it.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
If you value it, you're going to want to find out what the Lord said to you.
Yeah.
If it's full of things He has given us and revealed to us, if every one of His words is a miracle seed, that when planted will produce a miracle harvest, then man, nobody should have to twist our arm to get us to read our chapter or go to church and hear an anointed message, right? We will desire His words. We will pursue and search for His words like hid treasure, like a pearl of great price. Hallelujah. I believe that challenge every believer should take up. Saints, church, there's a reason why we exhort you, read your chapter every day. Come on, say it out loud with me. Everybody at Faith Life Church reads their chapter every day, Monday through Friday. That's the minimum. If when you get through with that, you want to read the book of Romans, help yourself. You want to read Mark? It's not very long, 16 short chapters. But finding out what He said enables us not to be fooled by traditions and ideas of men that are seeking to replace God's Word in our life, that have no life, no light, no power, but that people will cling to and fight you over and yell, the song says, I don't want to be ignorant and in the dark and robbed like that and have a dead seed that I'm trying to make grow in my life that never can produce anything because it's something that came from a confused man. When I got a book full of living incorruptible seeds. I got the author of the book living on the inside of me that'll speak to me personally about what He said, and every one of His words is life.
Yes.
But it begins with a respect, a reverence. Are you there in Matthew? Matthew 7 it was. He said 7:6, give not that which is holy to the dogs, neither cast your pearls before swine, lest they do what? Lest they do what? What made the wayside ground wayside ground? How they treated the seed. What'd they do with the seed? You don't walk on the seed if you find it precious. And He said, don't give that which is holy to the dogs. Why? Because they don't value it. They don't know what it is. They don't appreciate it. Don't give pearls. Don't cast your pearls to swine. Why? Because that pig doesn't know the difference between, you know, many thousand dollars worth of string of pearls versus pebbles. And if you give the pearls to the pig, what's the pig going to do with them? Not going to pick them up and hang them on the fence. And ooh and ah over them. The pig is going to stomp them in the mud with everything else. And you can cry and go, that's such a waste of pearls, but you are the foolish one that gave them to them to start with. What does that mean? You don't give precious things to those who don't appreciate them. Don't value them. This is how God is. I know some years ago, I was realizing how much good word the Lord had allowed Phyllis and I to hear. How many good meetings we'd been in. How many good messages on faith, on righteousness, on abundance. I mean, on being led by the Spirit. The list goes on and on and on. I mean, for decades now, we have heard and some of the best word in the world. And I'm realizing there are people in the world never heard even a couple of good messages on faith. And we've heard so much. Why us? We're just little country people and didn't know anybody. Why us? Why us? And the Lord spoke to me about it. He said, because I knew you would value it. Praise God. I knew you would value it. And we have. And we do. Not saying we couldn't do it more. But don't run down the Word of God to me. You'll lose me the moment you start talking about it. The Word is the answer. Everything we need is in here. You need healing, there's healing seed in here. You need wisdom, there's wisdom seed in here. You need abundance, there's abundance seed in here. Come on, do you see this? You need peace, there's peace seed in here. You need joy, there's joy in here. Do you believe this, friends? Everything you'll ever need is in what He has spoken to us. If we'll quit listening to all the other junk. See, the enemy's trying to grow something in you too. Many voices in the world, none of them without signification, all of them are saying something. The enemy is trying to get something in you. And if we listen and let Him plant those seeds in us and we hear it again and again, day in and day out, it's being watered, it'll produce fear. It'll produce unbelief. It'll produce despair, despondency, depression, death. I'm getting ahead of myself a little bit, but that's thorny ground. Other stuff choking it out. But if we'll tune all that out and let the Word come in us, and every day we keep, somebody says, well, I don't see everything I want to see. Water it. Water it. Let it grow. That's like planting a tomato seed. A week or two later, you're saying, I'm not seeing all the tomatoes I want to see. Well, water it. Water it. Give it time and water it. I want to see. Water it. Hear about it. Hear about it. Talk about it. Treasure it. The Lord said to me that He took my infirmities.
That's right.
He bore my sicknesses. He carried my pains. Every one of those words are seed. By His stripes, I am healed. That's not just a thought. That's not just knowledge. It's an incorruptible seed. You receive it. You treasure it. You talk about it. You water it. And it grows. And it grows. And it grows. And it grows. And you may still see some symptoms and things that you don't like, but don't let that move you. Say, none of these things move me. And you just water that word some more. You water that word, and it will begin to stick a little leaf out. and that symptom will change. It'll put another little leaf out. That symptom will change. Come on, are y'all with me? It'll put a limb out with multiple leaves. And it'll keep pushing out of you until it pushes all of the problem out of you. And then there's healing fruit on the limbs that other people can partake of. You become not only the healed, but a blessing of healing flowing from. Every seed, if it goes to its full potential, it produces other seed. Hallelujah. Oh, somebody say, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Mm-mm-mm. Thanks be to God. One of the things you can do to get more of this in you is to read the 119th Psalm. The 119th Psalm is the longest chapter in the Bible. It's 176 verses. By far, the longest chapter in the Bible. Why? What's significant about that? Every verse, practically, is about how, the psalmist is saying, how he loves God's Word. So the anointing is on that to get in you. Now let me read you a couple of them. All these are from Psalm 119. I have rejoiced in the way of your testimonies as much as in all riches. I'll delight myself in your statutes. I will not forget your Word. I have longed for your precepts. I will delight myself in your commandments, which I have loved. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. I will not forget your precepts, for with them you've quickened me. Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day. Through your commandments, you've made me wiser than my enemies. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients because I keep your precepts. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through your precepts, I get understanding. Your words, a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. He keeps saying, I love your words. I treasure your words. They're more to me than thousands of silver and gold. They're more important to me than any sum of money. Read that. Everybody hear that? Psalm 119. Read that. Take some time. Read it out loud and let the love for His Word get in you. And your esteem and respect for it will come up. This will prevent us from being wayside ground. Hallelujah.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God's Incorruptible Word Seed, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.